This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
I've got with me Freddie.
Hello, Freddie Warren. Merkin. Freddie Merkin. Yes. Hello, I'm fabulous.
Now, you were Melbourne's best drag king, I believe.
Well, yeah, last couple of years. I know. But look, we have so many fabulous drag kings here in Melbourne. I just was lucky enough to win a couple of awards.
You look amazing, though. Can I just say, always wanted to touch Freddie's fur. Can I touch Freddie's fur?
You can.
Oh, my goodness. It's amazing.
I shaved yesterday and it's all grown back. I'm quite a hairy man.
What number was that? Number 6.
Yeah, something like
and
that.
And I love your outfit as well. So
thank you.
Tell us about your drag king performance.
You never want to hear me sing live. I am not a live singer.
Off we go. One, two, three.
Definitely not. There's a reason I'm a drag king, and that's because I lip sync. Yeah. I do a lot of festivals as well. So I'm off again to the Glam Slam tennis this afternoon.
Fantastic.
I did that on Friday.
That's brilliant.
So a lot of fun. But, you know, what's important to me is all the regional events, really.
Absolutely. Tell us what Pride means to you, Pride March.
Oh, gosh, Pride March. You know, I came in here for this interview with you, Warren, and I was feeling a little bit emotional, to be honest, because I was watching from up on the Mez there, and there is so many young people out there.
Isn't that great?
The first few that came through, crowds, like literally hundreds of our young youth marching, and I can't help but feel really emotional about seeing that and seeing the joy and that, I guess, safe feeling that I can see they're having from marching.
Absolutely. We were talking earlier about the early activists in the 70s, and it's great to see the young people here because it's almost a linkage, isn't it?
Absolutely.
To what's going on, because often you don't want them to forget what's happened.
No, of course not. But I think in this day and age, seeing those young people have an opportunity to be out here and show their pride, it really does make me emotional.
Now, are you playing in the Glam Slam?
I'm ball boy. Oh. So I bought my giant tennis balls and I'm going to throw them at the celebs, and when they go to hit the little ball, I might throw the giant one at them, something silly.
Now, Freddie, if we want to see you perform, where can we catch you?
Well, today I'm going to be milling around here at the Pride Centre, the beautiful Pride Centre. So happy to be here. We'll be up on the Mayor's, on the rooftop, and then down in the Forum sort of for the next few hours with my girl queens.
Fantastic. Well, it's really good to chat with you. Thank you so much for
popping up here.
Thank you. This is our Rainbow Room. It's brand new. We've just launched it today.
It's beautiful. And I'm just loving the glitter. It really matches. I'm on point. I got the memo, didn't I?
You got the memo, definitely. And the fur looks amazing.
So thank you.
And thank you for joining us
here. Thank you. And happy Pride, everybody.
Happy Pride.
Celebrate. Love is love.
Thank you, Freddie Merkin.
Thanks, Warren.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.